Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is August the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022, just to remind the globalist that it's the kingdom of Christ Jesus, the Son of God, and they have no authority whatsoever to be doing the things they're doing or condemning and accusing the heirs of the kingdom, which is Christians that have admitted their sin and appropriated the life, death, and resurrection and ascension of Christ for themselves and have participated in that event. They are the stewards of the earth, not globalists. So, my big deal today is, wow, what is going on with this, the Alex Jones stuff and the these so-called trials where Sandy Hook, it's all about Sandy Hook. The amazing thing about this Sandy Hook, so far I know of three trials related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one of them has seen a trial by jury, except in the calculation of damages. How in the world is, how can that happen? Something as important as Sandy Hook, supposedly 20 children were killed there, 6 years old, between six and eight, and I think six teachers, that would be 26, and then Adam Lanza, the shooter, supposedly killed himself there. And this has never seen the light of a jury. The so-called events of Sandy Hook have never been tried before a jury. Yet all these, yet they put Bushmaster, maker of a type of firearm, they have put them out of business and taken their entire insurance policy of $73 million, and they have taken it. And if, and the events of Sandy Hook have never been before a jury. No one has ever proven a single fact related to Sandy Hook. Did it happen or did it not? Did any jury find it happen? No. Was any fact related to Sandy Hook proven? No. Maybe only this so-called, but see, that wasn't tried by a jury either. I was going to say, I think they did have a piece of paper. In fact, they had five or six different pieces of paper, all of them different from each other, of a death certificate. But see, that never saw a jury either. That was all summary judgment stuff. And to me, if I'd have been a judge over that, as soon as the plaintiff brought in when he filed his lawsuit to start with, he attached a different death certificate of his son to the complaint, the original complaint that he filed the suit with, than the one that supposedly committed defamation over a different death certificate. I find this just, are these judges for real? Do they really think this has merit, this kind of stuff? Well, you know what they're doing. They're actually coming from the gun. They're trying to violate another law. The disarmament of the American people, for God's sakes, is illegal and unlawful. It ought to be against the law to even talk of it. In fact, it is. If you went around talking about the disarmament of the American people, hell, I think you ought to be arrested. Why should anyone have the business of disarming American people and making them defenseless to tyranny? That's just like me walking around saying, you know, I think I want to kill a senator. Oh, no, you better not walk around talking like that. Well, then why is it okay to walk around saying, I think we ought to just disarm the American people so tyranny can murder 3/4 of the population if they want to, or incarcerate them, or make them take shots, or any other thing. Make them take injections and make them take chips so we can upload their digital compliance currency. No, sir, they shouldn't be. They ought to be locked up for saying stuff like that. I think we ought to disarm the American people. Oh, you said what? Hey, let me call the local sheriff. I think you need to spend some time in jail contemplating that. Yeah, I don't think this kind of talk ought to even be tolerated, much less entertained that this is something good to do. Yet that's what these people are doing. And they're claiming they have some special right to disarm the entire American population because supposedly their child was killed by some deranged shooter. And none of it has been to trial to prove it. None of them. Alex Jones, he didn't go to trial. Whether or not Sandy Hook happened, or Heslin held his son in his arms when the coroner said that they didn't let anybody see the children at all, much less hold them in their arms. And Heslin said he picked up his son also in a body bag. You really think they let them, hey, you know, here's a body bag, take that on to the house, you know? Now, you really think that? What? This stuff is outrageous. And the mass media cartel just lets this, just regurgitates this slop out there and everybody sucks it up. I mean, this mass media cartel, it's more dangerous than anything else out here. It's more dangerous than the atomic bomb. It's the enslavement of the people through one voice. I think it's actually what is referred to in Revelations as the mouth of Satan that cannot be stopped against the saints. Why can't it be stopped? Because it's the only one out there. All of them have been bought up by the same type of people with the same mindset. And there's no alternative. One voice speaking the same thing over and over, same lies. Perverted terminology to trick you, mislead you. Well, I want to play just a little bit of this, and I'm going to prove here that the globalists have stepped up their desire to disarm the American public, and they also have to take out conspiracy theories. Alex Jones was a conspirator. They termed him a conspiracy theorist. Anybody that challenges government tyranny is, and the agenda of the globalists who want to disarm the entire world, bring it under their subjection, under a bankarchy. These people are labeled a conspiracy theorist, and they want to get them out of society. And they want to disarm the American public at the same time. Well, let's just hear some of how outrageous this stuff with Alex Jones is. What we're fixing to hear And I got to set this thing up so we can do it. Let me get here so I can share the screen here. I want to share the sound at the same time. Okay. Now, what we're fixing to hear is a motion for limine in the Alex Jones trial, and this motion for limine was held in the middle of the trial, but not in front of a jury. So they're talking about what can be presented to the jury and what cannot be presented. In fact, I'm kind of amazed that they even put this on, filmed it. All of this stuff has been filmed and put on YouTube, live streamed and archived. You can get it, and I'm going to put the link in my summary. And I'm at time marker 1 hour 9 minutes 24 seconds into it. It starts with Alex Jones talking to the judge, and they're talking about why can the plaintiff Heslin talk about my finances and I can't talk about my bankruptcy. And the judge gets all hot, and then she reveals how she found him guilty of defamation, simply by default, by not turning over or not participating fully in discovery. So here it comes.
Were you instructed that there were some things you could not testify about?
Yes.
And do you remember what they were?
Yes.
And what were they? Just top level.
I'm trying to remember that. First, there was a document you put out saying don't talk about free speech, don't say I'm innocent, and a bunch of other stuff, and then that got withdrawn. I believe you withdrew it. I think it's called motion limiting.
Okay, so you don't remember?
No. I remember currently.
Stop. Remember day one where I said it's an unfair world and you don't get to interrupt the judge? Do you remember that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. But the judge gets to interrupt you. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Okay, so you don't really remember what you were not supposed to testify about. That's what I'm hearing. You said, yes, I remember. No, I don't remember.
Well, I'm trying to remember.
Okay, I don't want you to try and remember.
No,
I don't want you to try and remember. You either knew or you don't.
I remember him saying, don't talk about the financial stuff or something like that, like a week ago when I asked him. And then I remember today watching part of Heslin's testimony when I was coming here and him talking about the bankruptcy. So I thought that was totally fine. I mean, he gets to do, why do I not just do what he gets to do?
Mr. Jones,
yeah.
Just stop.
Okay.
All right, you can sit down, Mr. Jones. If you have any reply, Mr. Bankson?
Not really.
And actually, before I hear from you, you know whose obligation it is, Mr. Reynald, to make sure that any witness you put forward understands the orders in limine, understands what he is not allowed to say because of orders that I have made before now, right?
As an attorney, it's an impossible position.
That wasn't the question I asked you.
I know that it is my obligation to communicate Your Honor's orders. Beyond that, I think that's all I need.
Your Honor, the only thing I would say, and I actually probably do need to ask for an additional jury instruction, during the same testimony, and the reason why I do not believe that Mr. Reynald was keeping a tight leash on his client for MIL, and why I do believe he was intentionally trying to violate them, is Mr. Reynald had a long series of questions about whether Mr. Jones is a pundit who merely gives his opinion, does not provide facts, was not stating facts, was only giving his opinion. That's another one of your motion of limine, that the defendants cannot contest in this case that the statements that they were giving were merely protected opinions and not statements of fact. That all came out intentionally from Mr. Reynald. And you know, too, through the rest of this testimony, that he's been intentionally trying to drive out the viability section of the jury model. As we said yesterday, we think he's intentionally trying to bring this trial. And it really is a matter of, oh, whoops, I guess I forgot to remind my client not to suddenly blurt out to the jury that he's broke on the day when he was screaming that he's going to do it. Right? When he says, I'm going to come in there and this judge ain't going to hold me down. It's going to be her Waterloo. and then he comes in here and do that, maybe we'd forgive it if he wasn't also asking questions that were directly in violation of Rush. And, Your Honor, we believe this is just egregious.
Your Honor, if All I right. may, on that point, just on that point, Your Honor has ruled already that during this phase of the trial, we are to discuss, and over my objection, all the issues raised by Rule 41.11. I've been objecting to that.
Except network.
Well, except network. And within that, for the jury to make an accurate determination, you need to talk about intent. You need to talk about degree of malice. You need to...
Okay, here it comes. She's fixing to tell you why he can't talk about those things in court, that should have been done already. And that's why he was found guilty of defamation for lack of participation in pretrial discovery. Here it comes.
Talk about how extreme the behavior was or wasn't. And so the testimony I'm eliciting, which I believe, I've never said, nor has my client said, that Your Honor's ruling shouldn't stand. But in order for the jury to be able to make a decision, they need to know the entire...
Can you even believe that? There was no objection that her decision of guilt of defamation shouldn't stand. Isn't that amazing, too? Here we go.
Your context, and they need to understand the mental state of the participants, because if not, they can't render a ruling on punitive damages.
Well, the problem is, and you know this, and we've already had this conversation multiple times in this trial, in addition to it before this trial, the time for that was during discovery, when Mr. Jones chose not to fully participate. It is not the time to do that now. If there is anything that he would like to put forth as a defense, he needed to do it a year ago during the discovery process. It's too late now. And when you ask questions that imply or outright say that he didn't know how to be a journalist, or he wasn't a journalist, you're calling into question my ruling, which was based on a long-standing principle in the law, that if you intentionally, repeatedly, and over years, in this case, again and again, refuse to participate in discovery, that is proof that you do not have a meritorious defense. That was the basis of my ruling. You cannot attack that in this trial.
Bam! There you have it. Discovery. When you don't participate in discovery, that's an admission that you're guilty, at least to her. And that is the basis of this entire Sandy Hook thing against Alex Jones. And that means that not one single scintilla, not the smallest scintilla of Sandy Hook has been proved within the Alex Jones trial. And the other, the one against Bushmaster, is just almost as ridiculous as this one. I'm beginning to think that this whole pre-trial, I'm beginning to think you shouldn't have separate trials on damages and then on guilt, because if a jury saw all this fumbling jive stuff about something as important as Sandy Hook, I mean, this whole thing, Sandy Hook should have been proven in front of a jury as to whether it occurred or not. Documents such as the FBI document saying that no one was murdered by manslaughter in Sandy Hook and all of that year, that should be made proven. They should have the FBI come there and testify as to why they wrote that in this document and why Sandy Hook deaths are not in there. But anyway, hang on. We'll be right back after this.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Here the Salvation Army band.
All right. Great tune. Yeah, thank you, Julie. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I just want to say that there is a little hope in on the horizon regarding these Sandy Hook trials. And it turns out that this man named Dr. Fetzer has filed a petition for writ of certiorari in the United States Supreme Court, and he has been one that's been has never given in to the idea that any of this has been proven about Sandy Hook, and he's been firm on the notion that that Sandy Hook did not happen as we were told by the mass media cartel. And not that he knows everything about what happened, but he's certainly challenged what we've been told about it. And he wants that kind of stuff tried before a jury to see if it actually occurred or if 12 other people of his peers think it happened based on the evidence that he's obtained that points to the fact that it or to the allegation that it didn't happen. Compared to their allegations and facts that they have of the plaintiff, that it did happen. And in the process, he is asking that court, the Supreme Court of the United States, to fix the summary judgment process they use in Wisconsin, where he was tried and not tried. I hate to use that word. Anymore, where a pre-trial summary judgment was ruled against him by the judge. You can read his case by going to the Supreme Court of the United States online and just typing in the words Posner versus Fetzer or Posner v. Fetzer. That's P-O-Z-N-E-R and then V for versus. And then Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R. And then you can actually, and then you click on the petition. They've got some stuff listed there, but you, when you click on the petition, it'll open up. And it'll tell you that what was wrong with the entire process of summary judgment in Wisconsin. It wasn't that this was a special mess up of a summary judgment, but he found and discovered that the entire method they use to the process of summary judgment is flawed compared to the process in Texas, for instance. The summary judgment process in Texas defends the right of trial by jury in summary judgment processes. But the one that they use in Wisconsin does not do that, and you'll find out why if you read that. And so this is a bright thing on the horizon if the Supreme Court of the United States takes this in order to repair and make all summary judgments protective of all parties' rights to a trial by jury, which they're supposed to do, and that's the very purpose of the rules of summary judgment, is to only grant summary judgment where the right of a trial by jury is protected by those same rules. And another thing he discovered in the process of doing this is that it turns out that the Supreme Court of the United States does not think that the Bill of Rights of the United States Supreme Court apply to U.S. to citizens of the states. They have some other kind of notion that this only applies to the federal government. Now, isn't that a surprise shocker? Well, I think you're going to find out that when they take this case that that's not true, that the Bill of Rights applies to all citizens, and especially even the citizens of the United States. And the 14th Amendment made all state citizens United States citizens. Well, if the Bill of Rights applies to the United States and United States citizens, so you can't be denying the 7th Amendment, which is a right to trial by a jury. You can't be denying that to U.S. citizens in the states. So anyway, this is amazing material and amazing times. We wake up and find out we're not in Kansas anymore. We should be. Okay. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There you go. Take away all my silver. Take away all my gold. And now they want our guns. Guess why? Because they don't want to give anything back that they've stolen. And they want to take all your rights away with it. And if they take your guns, they can take every last thing you've got, including your life. That's what it's about. Well, now, and guess who's talking about that kind of stuff? The people they've labeled conspiracy theorists. Okay? Now, just turns out that the UN has declared conspiracy theorists public enemy number one. Are we surprised? Well, not so much. We pretty much had a feeling that that was true. Also, I'm on a website right now called News Punch, and newspunch.com. And maybe some of y'all have seen this one place or another, but I'm going to play this little video clip here. It's about 6 minutes long. I haven't seen it before. Maybe I should have watched it, but if it's good, I'll continue to watch and we'll listen to it. If it's not, we'll drop out and talk about it. So here we go.
At war on conspiracy theories, describing the rise of conspiracy thinking as worrying and dangerous, and providing the public with a toolkit to pre-bunk and debunk anybody who dares to suggest that world governments are anything but completely honest, upstanding, and transparent. The UN also warns that George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the State of Israel must not be linked to any alleged conspiracies. The UN...
Can you believe that? I mean, that's just, I had to interrupt there. I mean, that's just funny. I mean, come on. I mean, okay, take the obvious and then, no, you can't believe that now. And I want to, we got to have time to read some of these little things that the UN has put out as ways to debunk and what you shouldn't think. They are truly hilarious, and I'll show you what that is. Hang on, let's listen to some more of this.
UN has teamed up with Twitter, the European Commission, and the World Jewish Congress to launch the campaign dubbed Think Before Sharing, Stop the Spread of Conspiracy Theories.
Wait a minute. Why would the Jews, the Jewish something or another, what, are they in charge of truth or something? When did the Antichrist become in charge of the truth? Well, I mean, that's just more what's going on, isn't it? Well, I can't believe these people admit this stuff. Here we go.
Not secretly manipulated behind the scenes by powerful forces with negative intent. And if you encounter anybody who thinks the global elite are conspiring to consolidate power and dictate global events, you must take action. According to the UN, if you're certain that you've encountered a conspiracy theory on the internet, then you must react immediately and post a relevant link to a fact-checking website in the comments. Never mind the fact that fact-checkers are mostly untrained and unqualified hacks, performing fact-checks from the comfort of their bedroom in between posting far-left political content on personal blogs and getting high. The UN also provided advice for anybody who encounters a real-life conspiracy theorist in the flesh. According to the agency, you must not under any circumstances be lured into an argument with a conspiracy theorist. Any argument may be taken as proof that you are part of the conspiracy and reinforce the belief, and the conspiracy theorist will probably argue hard to defend their beliefs, the UN says. Instead, you must show empathy and avoid ridiculing them. And if you're a journalist, you must report them to social media and contact your local National Press Council or press ombudsman. Remarkably, hidden in the fine print, the UN admits that conspiracy theories do exist. Under the heading, What is a Real Conspiracy?, the United Nations bureaucrats explain that real conspiracies, large and small, do exist. According to the UN, it's only a real conspiracy theory if it's unearthed by the mainstream media. The UN says, they are more often centered on single, self-centered events, or an individual like an assassination or coup d'etat. They are unearthed by whistleblowers and the media using verifiable facts and evidence. There's just one problem with the UN's...
They gave an example of the tobacco companies getting together and hiding the fact that tobacco, smoking tobacco, was harmful to your health. And the only reason that is a conspiracy, that's no longer a conspiracy theory. That's an actual conspiracy. Why? Because it was proven in court. Conspiracy theories are conspiracies that aren't proven in court. Conspiracies are conspiracy theories that are proven in court. That's the only difference. Doesn't mean there isn't any conspiracies going on. It's just some of them are not proven in court yet.
Definition of a real conspiracy theory. The media has been fully bought and paid for by the elite, and it's the elite who are conspiring against the masses. Ever heard of Operation Mockingbird? In the 1960s, you would get called a conspiracy theorist if you dared to suggest that the CIA was spying on journalists and controlling the mainstream media. In reality, this is exactly what was happening. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA op that spied on members of the Washington Press Corps in 1963, 1972, and 1973. They also paid journalists to publish CIA propaganda. Wiretapping of US citizens is against CIA code, but this is what they did. How do we know about this? Mockingbird was uncovered by the Church Committee after the Watergate scandal. JFK secretly recorded Operation Mockingbird conversations in the Oval Office, and they are now part of the presidential recordings. So, sure, we should be trusting everything the media and fact-checkers say, right? It's not like they have a history of being manipulated by shadowy three-letter agencies and the global elite, right? But that was the 60s and 70s, and everything has gotten so much worse since then. In 2013, Obama signed legislation that repealed the US Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, also known as the Smith-Mundt Act. So why is this important? Well, the Smith-Mundt Act was so-called anti-propaganda law that prevented the US government's mammoth broadcasting arm from delivering programming to American audiences. But on July 2nd, 2013, Obama quietly and deceitfully changed the law, meaning that the US government and the CIA could legally propagandize US citizens. Strangely, the mainstream media doesn't like to acknowledge this fact. But it suits government agencies and the United Nations down to the ground. Of course, they'll tell you to place blind trust in the mainstream media and fact-checkers, regardless of how many times they get proved wrong time and time again. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, anyone? It took the media more than a year to admit that it was real. For a whole year, the media was telling us that the laptop story was Russian disinformation.
Okay, I think what's happening here at this, you've heard, I think, the main news story here is that the UN, I think they're going to go through a bunch of other material now that we should consider as conspiracies. And even though they haven't been proven in court. But some of this stuff, I've just got to read you because it's too funny. This is humor time now. It's time we laugh. With this story, the UN has put out these bulletins, and they're called, I don't know how you use this stuff. It's the little hash mark, and it says hash mark think before sharing, and it's called conspiracy theories. What are they? Why do they flourish? It's got a little warning here. It says the COVID-19 pandemic has seen a rise in harmful and misleading conspiracy theories. It may be difficult to recognize them or know how best to deal with them. Okay, number one, what are they? What are conspiracy theories? Check it out. Here's the definition. The belief that events are secretly manipulated behind the scenes by powerful forces with negative intent. So, isn't that kind of amazing? So, in order for you to accurately describe events that are happening around you, things that are happening that you don't understand, the first thing you don't want to do is think that powerful forces with negative intent have anything to do with it. All these things are just accidents of nature, like lightning hitting a turtle. Okay. Number two. Conspiracy theories have six things in common. Okay, what are they going to be? Number one, an alleged secret plot. Ooh. Two, a group of conspirators. Wow. Three, evidence that seems to support the conspiracy theory. Really? Okay. Four, they falsely suggest that nothing happens by accident, and that there are no coincidences. Nothing is as it appears, and everything is connected. How dare them? We all know that everything in nature is an accident, including ourselves. We are nothing but accidents having more accidents. And we're all just out here having accidents. Okay, number five. They divide the world into good and bad. How dare people do that? Good and evil? Are you serious? We can't have that. It's all just stuff. The slime, accidental slime slithering around. Okay, there's no good and there's no bad. It's just slime. Okay, 6. They scapegoat people and groups. Well, we cannot be blaming some slime over other slime for the accidents that happened to the slime. Okay, 3. Why do they flourish? Why do these conspiracy theories flourish? I mean, you know, what is that great Sherlock Holmes? I mean, Sherlock Holmes would have been put clean out of business already. I mean, he would have had to leave the room. Okay, 3, why do they flourish? They offer an explanation. Now, this is, I think, maybe my favorite right here. They offer an explanation of events or situations which are difficult to understand and bring a false sense of control and agency. This need is heightened in a time of uncertainty like the COVID-19 pandemic. So, when you are confused and completely perplexed about what is going on with this COVID-19, dare not think that there could be any kind of explanation for this. I mean, some things are just unexplainable, and you just leave them there. Man is that kind of creature that he doesn't have a mind, really. He shouldn't be using that thing to figure out what's happening to him. When he runs into uncertainty, he should just learn to live with uncertainty because things are uncertain. What don't they just give us a frontal lobotomy with a frickin' nail in the head, huh? How dare us use our brain to figure out what the hell's going on here? 4, how do they take root? Now, let me see. All right, here's how these conspiracy theories, this is how your brain takes root. Conspiracy theories often start as a suspicion. A suspicion? How dare you have a suspicion? I mean, if you have any electrical activity in your synapses in your brain, you need to check in with the Ministry of Truth. Okay. I hope we can skip this break because we're on a roll and I got a call or two, but I got to finish these. There's a couple of more. These are humorous beyond belief. Okay, here's it. They ask who is benefiting from the event or situation and thus identify the conspirators. Any evidence is then forced to fit the theory. Really? Well, what if they have evidence that supports the theory? Well, doesn't it? Here's how it starts. You want to be a conspiracy theorist, one thing you better stay away from straight away, neighbor, is suspicion. Soon as you go get some suspicion, you go get you a six-pack and drown that damn thing. Okay. Now, once they have taken root, conspiracy theories can grow. Uh-oh. They are hard to refute because any person who tries is seen as being part of the conspiracy. No kidding. Oh, well, you know, they just can't have that kind of stuff growing. Suspicion growing in society is intolerable. Okay, 5, why do people spread them? Well, now, this is just horrible why they do that. There are different reasons, really. Most believe they are true. How dare anyone spread what they think is true? Others deliberately want to provoke, manipulate, or target people for political and financial reasons. Oh, really? Let me ask you, who has really done well by targeting people for political and financial reasons with conspiracy theories? How about Alex Jones? Yeah, he did real well up until today or yesterday or last Friday when the part of the slime came down and took everything he had. They can come from many sources. Example gracious, internet, friends, relatives. Now there, I want you to be especially beware of that. Now, the conspiracy theories do not come from the government. They do not come from other forces. They don't come from anywhere except the internet, your friends, and your relatives. Be very cautious of all things. Be cautious of your friends and your relatives. And make sure you turn them in to the Ministry of Truth if they start having any suspicions about what is happening to them and the society in general, because it cannot be done by any powerful group. They must be powerless, flimsy idiots and morons in order to have a successful conspiracy theory or successful conspiracy. I mean, they should be embarrassed to write any of this and make it public. I better stop here. Just go to newspunch.com and look up that article. UN declares war on dangerous conspiracy theories. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take Pat from Texas. How are you doing? You there, Pat?
I don't think you've heard me talk about Gary Kaa, who wrote En Route to Global Occupation in 1999, and also he wrote The Common One World Religion. I think in the earlier he wrote The Satanic Origin of the New World Order.
Fantastic. What's his name? Pat, what's his name again?
His last name is Kaa, K-A-H, and his first name is Gary. He worked for the state of Indiana.
Gary Kaa, K-A-H.
Yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
He traveled all over the world, and he heard them talking about this COVID thing, and he shut up because he knew if he let them know that he was listening, they'd shut up. So, it's like an encyclopedia. It's just so much documents. He has letters with the full, all the names on the side, you know, of the organizations that this whole thing was planned that long ago. And you can even look at it and see that how it comes from the devil, and a lot of the things about it has to do with the devil. And he's a Christian, so somebody could probably get him to interview.
So he's still around. He's still around and would do an interview, you think?
Indiana, which is doing pretty good these days. I think they totally outlawed abortion. But I just wanted to tell you that the United Nations is totally un-American. Don't forget that. And one thing, un-American, when they wanted to start global warming deal, one person started it and nobody would go along. And they kept on lying about it until they actually have got people to believe in it.
Oh, yeah. It's just an agenda. It's just an agenda item. They have to figure out. They have to scare the people into thinking that this planet is not self-sustaining, and that mankind mm-hmm. can actually destroy it by his progress. And mainly, what they're shooting at, what they don't like, is progress. They don't really want progress of any kind. They want control. You know, there's a difference between real progress and control of that which is stolen. control and maintaining control over that which has been stolen from the nations. And that's really what it's about. It's about maintaining their control over the theft of property.
Right. And they will accuse you of what they're doing. See, they call themselves progressive.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, I think you, Pat, you've got a better handle on this than I thought when you first started calling my show. Yes, you're proving yourself to be well educated, well self educated.
I'm 80 years old, and is that
how old are you, Pat? How old did you say?
80.
Good for you. Good for you. I love it. I love it. You're sounding good.
Well, I can't say that I'm smart, but you know, God, if you try to help God, He'll help because He wants to help.
I agree. I think you're right. I think that's why you're still here. You're a helpful critter for Him.
Don't forget who the truth is. Jesus said He was the truth.
That's right. That's right. And you believe the truth. So here you are.
You have to believe it.
Yeah.
If you don't believe it, you don't have it.
Well, Pat, I appreciate that information. I've heard of those books, but I've not read them, and so I will at least put that on my list and put that in our summary so other people can look at that. And anyway, I appreciate you calling, and I guess I'll try to wrap it up here in the next minute or so. But,
you
want to say anything else, Pat, before you leave?
No, I just wanted to remind people who the truth was. If they can't come up with the truth, that's obvious. You can't come up with the truth. You go straight to you know where.
That's right. Well, you know, you're very right. Truth is not just, you're right, Pat. Truth is not just stuff. Truth happens to be a person. Happens to be the Son of God. That is the truth. And I love the way you said that. Sometimes we think truth is just stuff that's more than something else, but it's not. It's actually a person.
Lori had her own saying. She said, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your truth. Yes, we are. And it's too bad you don't have it, tell me.
Yes, we are. I love it.
All right, okay.
Pat, You ended up my show with me really good. Good job. Thanks for calling. All right, folks.
You've been doing a good job. I wish I knew all you know about court and all that, but you're really doing a good job.
Thank you. We'll see you Thursday, everybody. All righty. Bye-bye.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.